group of young artists in San Francisco is working on a new art exhibition it calls Dot Gone.
When you walk in, the first thing you're going to see, the entire back wall is going to be painted in the shape of the NASDAQ, peaking on, I believe it was March 10th, and, you know, the low was around December 21st.
Jamie Michael is one of the artists in the group, which calls itself Famous. They'll recreate the dot-com office space with computers displaying defunct websites. With painting, sculpture, and a large inflating and deflating dollar, Michael says Famous wants to reflect the feeling of the NASDAQ's movement in the year 2000.
You know how we were all high and now we're low and it just kind of ends in a corner. You don't really know where it's going next.
The group says it offers a critique of the dot-com phenomenon by addressing issues of overnight success, media sensationalism, technology, and the instability of the stock market. Another member of Famous, Xenia Jordan, says when the dot-com started closing down, the aftermath produced irresistible metaphors for artists.
I mean, you'd walk into offices that were once occupied by dot-coms, and there'd be a pile of like 300 phones. It once was so necessary to have everyone so networked and connected and these, you know, hip new office supplies and IKEA everywhere. And, you know, it all ended up in a big trash heap in the middle of a floor.
Although the artists in Famous look critically on the past, Jordan says they aren't necessarily happy to see it go.
We all walked out of school finally appreciated for our talents in the arts and not being like these slacker kids. And we had like graphic design jobs with $40,000 and $50,000 price tags on top of them.
So the artists are preparing their eulogy for the year 2000 and its way of life.
Dot Gone is just a way of us kind of reflecting on this. Wasn't it great? It could have been even better. Glad it was there for a while, and too bad it's not there anymore.
Famous will open its new exhibition, Dot Gone, on April 12th at the Lair of the Minotaur Gallery in San Francisco.